Let us go before the Lord today in prayer. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord, we come before you to give you thanks for all that you do, for all the mercy and grace you have shown upon us. And though many have fallen, God, we still seek you, Lord. We still seek you, Father God. We seek you, Lord Jesus, to be merciful to us. If we turn back, God, show your kindness once again upon your people. Strengthen our hearts and mind, God, so we will not deny you, deny your word and ways. Be with us and guide us through this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's walk through today denying God as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. So what does it mean for us to deny something? Does it mean we turn away and we pay no attention at all? What does it mean to deny God? Can we put God off and then when a situation comes our way, we turn back to God? When we deny someone, we cut them off. They have no access to us. There's no communication. We do not want to hear their voice nor experience their presence, follow their rules, or and so it is with God. See, when we deny God, we're not attentive to His Son, Word, and Spirit. Therefore, we should not expect anything from God. God has been good to us, shown us kindness, forgiven us, wiped away all our sins. And yet, we deny Him. Should we not shudder at the sound of His voice, at the glimpse of His presence? See, if we deny God, God is going to deny us. See, the question is, does God need us or do we need God? See, many are still doing what the Israelites did a long time ago. And though the Lord provides for us, when things does not go our way, we deny God. We choose our own ways over the ways of God. And unfortunately, it does not take much for us to turn from God. After the Lord has given us what we need, and after we cried out about it for so long, we don't honor the help God has given us. I can tell you the devil is busy working to get us to deny God. Christ told Peter that the devil is trying to slip you like wheat. Christ told Peter that I'm praying for you. I'm standing in the gap for you. Hoping that Peter's faith does not fail him. Peter tried to stand on his own faith, but Christ told Peter, before the rooster crows, you would deny me three times. How many situations have we been in and where we have denied God? Let us be truthful. See, God already knows this. We deny the Lord in our relationships. We deny God regarding our giving. We deny the Lord over our friends. We deny the Lord at our jobs. We deny the Lord to get what we want. Our faith is going to be tested to determine if we're going to deny God or stand on faith and believe in His Son, Christ Jesus. See, it's going to be tested. You and I got to understand this. This is a time of testing. See, we got to believe God is faithful and trustworthy. He will have a greater purpose for us, more important than anything we want. See, when we give ourselves over to Christ, we must deny ourselves so we live in Him. If we endure, we will reign with Him. But if we disown the Lord, He's going to disown us. This is the way God has laid it out for us. So God wants to see in times of our trouble, in the time of our situation, what are you and I going to do? Are we going to deny God over whatever we want, the situation, the sicknesses come on us? Are we going to trust in God and believe in the Lord? See, we live in times where God's word says we're going to be denying the Lord. While it looks like we're serving Him, we have this form of godliness, but we deny His power by the way we live. We deny God by being lovers of self. We deny God by being lovers of money. See, we deny God by being full of pride. We deny God by being ungrateful. We deny God by the way we treat our parents. We deny God by being unforgiving and unloving. We deny God when we have no self-control. We deny God because we're lovers of pleasure rather than the lovers of God. So you and I, we cannot spend our time denying God. God has to be the person we take refuge in. Christ Jesus is our Savior. He's there for us. We can't deny Him in the time of our needs. See, because the more we deny God, the more our mind and conscience becomes corrupt. And our actions are corrupted because we're not leaning over to God. We're not leaning on Jesus. And though we say we know and love God, we deny God in the way we walk before Him and how we treat others. Go with me to Titus chapter 1, verses 15 to 16. See, we understand how we deny God is the secret to us growing in the Lord. We can't deny God to get what we want. We got to be faithful. We got to deny ourselves and turn our lives over to Christ Jesus. Put our hands in the hand of the Master. Titus chapter 1 verses 15 to 16 says, to the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are corrupt and do not believe, nothing is pure. In fact, both their minds and conscience are corrupt. They claim to know God, but by their actions they deny Him. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for doing anything good. This is not the kind of person you and I are trying to be in Christ Jesus. We must look at ourselves and make sure what we do and the things we're doing is not causing us to deny God. See, Christ brought forth salvation and grace and knowledge about eternal life to us. Receiving from the Lord requires that we walk upright before God in all our ways. Help us. The book of Hebrews says, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we receive the knowledge of the truth, there's no more sacrifice left for our sins. We must grow in faith. We must stop denying God. We must desire to reach a mature level in following Christ Jesus. So everything we do is pleasing to God. We don't have to deny God. We don't have to turn our backs on God to get what we want. What we want is in Christ Jesus. See, the point of us coming to the knowledge of God is so we can walk wisely before Him. The reason we see God is so we can live good lives during our remaining time on this earth. But if we continue to live as we did before, walking in the way we walk, we will deny God. If we turn our backs and go back to doing what we used to do, we will deny God. This is a fact. You and I must see the evidence of what happens when we turn and deny God to turn back to doing something we want. If we continue to harbor evil and selfish ambitions in our heart, we would deny the truth. We cannot deny God. We must change our ways and live a life of a humility that comes from godly wisdom and understanding. See, in the times we live in, we must be mindful of what we seek, what we receive, and what has been poured into us so we don't deny God. It's very critical now. We're living in this state where the power of Satan is so strong and the power of God is so stronger than we can latch on to, but God gives us this choice of choosing between good and evil. The devil is at work getting some to change the grace of God into a license for immorality and thus deny the work of Christ Jesus did on the cross. God has made a way for us. He has laid a chosen and precious foundation before us in which we can trust and never be put to shame. See, this stone is a precious stone. And those who believe will live by this stone. But those who don't believe, the stone will cause them to stumble. It'll be a rock that makes them fall because they deny Jesus. They reject His teaching about God, and therefore they're so far away from the Lord. You and I can't be this kind of believer. You know, when I was young, I would tell all kind of lies to cover up the truth. I always got caught though. I was not good at lying. I remembered how bad I felt after telling such a lie, denying the truth about what I have done. All my father wanted was the truth for me. He knew I had gotten myself into something. See, God just wants the truth from you and I. He knows we got ourselves into something. We cannot deny God. He wants to help us so our walk is right and we grow in faith and we have eternal life in Him. So we can't spend our time denying God. We must trust in Him and believe that His way is better than our way. Let's believe that God's truth. Not denying His word, no matter what the outcome, no matter what it takes us through, you and I can't spend our time denying God or His word, Son and Spirit. See, we cannot deny God, we must deny ourselves. Instead of us denying God's Sabbath, we must deny our desire for pleasure on the day that the Lord has set aside. It's a day for us to deny ourselves for God. It's a day meant for atonement and renewing and rest. See, Christ did not do away with the need for us to observe a day that God has set aside. We must learn how to deny ourselves on a day that God has said, on this day, do no work. On this day, don't continue as you always. See, we need to deny ourselves so we can lift up the name of Jesus and honor the Father. We should be a people set apart for God, not imitating those who do not understand the importance of denying themselves. And though we know the Lord, we're choosing to follow worthless things, we will make us worthless ourselves. So this is not an area, this is not a place you and I want to spend our time in, denying God, denying what God has told us to do, and acting like God ain't spoke to us. We must understand, we must receive instructions. God has instructed us not to do as they do, but they don't do things that are forbidden that causes God to come against them. You and I don't need any more trouble from God. No matter what we think of ourselves, if we deny God, His truth will judge us. See, God calls many, but few are willing to deny themselves for God. We cannot listen to those who deny God to promote themselves. We cannot do as they do. They do not practice what they preach. They place a heavy burden on those who follow them, and they themselves will not lift a finger to help them. God says everything they do is so others can see them. They make their presence wide and their tassels long. They love the places of honor. They take the most important seat. They love greed. They deny themselves of nothing. They partake of everything. But see, you and I cannot follow a person who does not know how to deny themselves for God. Christ Jesus teaches us that if anyone wants to follow Him, then they must deny themselves and pick up their cross daily and follow the Lord. We must deny ourselves so we can have life in Christ Jesus and the Father. It's about God, not us. Go with me to Luke chapter 9, verses 23 to 25. Denying self to follow Jesus will cost us everything. But we'll be saved, highly favored, and a child of God if we do. Let us follow what Christ has laid out before us so that we'll be able to receive the things of God. Because you and I don't want to spend our time denying what God wants to do in our lives. We want to receive it all. Luke chapter 9, verses 23 to 25 says, "Then He said to them all, 'If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. For what good does it do for a man to gain the whole world and yet forfeit his soul? To forfeit his very self.'" See, if we don't deny ourselves, it will lead to a boastful heart. When Christ was on earth, His followers boasted about how good He was. And Christ says, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." And if Christ denied Himself and gave glory to God the Father, why can't we? We who call ourselves Christians must deny ourselves for God. Denying ourselves is not easy to do. It's hard to understand why we do the things we do before God. See, the Apostle Paul shared in his struggles with denying himself to do good. Paul said that which was in him was not what he wanted to do. Paul realized sin was still living in him. Nothing good lived in him. though we desire to do good, we cannot carry it out. It was hard for us to deny ourselves, but it was what God is calling for us to do. We must believe and trust that God knows better, and he knows what is best for us. So let us lend ourselves to the life that God has called us into, a life of denying ourselves and picking up our cross and following the Lord Christ Jesus. This is the reason we must be born again. Within ourselves, we can never deny ourselves completely. See, once we are born of God, we live by the Spirit and not live to gratify the desires of our sinful nature. We do not become born again. We do not deny ourselves. We will struggle within. We're struggling serving God if we don't deny ourselves. The Spirit of God is trying to live in us. But we're living to satisfy self. We must deny ourselves so we can deny our sinful nature and pick up our cross and follow Jesus. We must complete our assignment that God has given us. We must complete it by submitting ourselves to the Lord and submitting ourselves to everything that God has called us into and receive it all, denying nothing that God has instructed us to do. We must resist the devil and draw closer to God so he will draw closer to us. This is what a born-again person does in following the Lord. We must deny ourselves completely, washing our hands and purifying our hearts so we stand right before God. See, when we deny ourselves, the eyes of the Lord will be upon us and his ears will be attentive to our prayers. If we desire the life God has offered us, if we want to see good days as we walk before God, then we must deny ourselves, stay away from sin and sinful people. We must turn from evil so we live by the Spirit, which helps us deny ourselves and our sinful nature so we can do good. We must seek and pursue peace in our lives. See, to know the face of the Lord is against those who does evil. So you and I can't participate. We can't have any part in this. If I deny myself, God, no matter what I want to do, I know my sinful nature is trying to draw me out into some areas where you'll call me, God. But I want to deny myself and take up my cross and follow you, Jesus. So we start growing in the Lord. By denying ourselves, we will not deny God. No longer will we deny God. Everything God tells us to do, you and I be obedient to the word of God, be obedient to the Spirit of God. See, we'll listen to the voice of Christ Jesus. We'll not turn away. The devil is going to try to throw everything at us that he can. Sinful desires, pleasures, riches, all kinds of temptations at us to get us to deny God and the things of this world. The devil wants us to glorify ourselves and deny God by living as we please. But you and I know better. We know we're giving ourselves over to Christ. We know our whole life has been bought with a price. We don't try to pick it back up again. We deny ourselves. We resist that which is coming against us, and we stand on the name of Jesus. Therefore, we must continue to resist. We must remain faithful in faith, because we know that our brothers and sisters all over the world are undergoing the same kind of struggles, saying the devil is attacking them like he is attacking us here in the United States, and we're praying and we ask God to strengthen us all. God has not forsaken any of us. He wants us to pass the test so the devil has nothing on us. The Lord will not allow the devil to test us beyond what we can bear. We need to learn how to deny ourselves, because God has something better for us, something wonderful for us to receive if we could just get past the temptation, get past what the devil is trying to throw our way. See, in this life, there is a hardship for those called by God to proclaim the good news about Christ Jesus, who take up their cross and deny themselves. God's kingdom is near. We must repent of our sins, continue to believe the good news. Trust in God. We hear the voice of Christ Jesus calling, come and follow me. Be fishers of souls. See, we must lend ourselves to this calling, denying ourselves, coming into the presence of God, following Christ Jesus, so we are obedient children of God. Cannot deny the Lord when he calls us to follow him. We cannot be like those who are made of excuses why they can't follow Jesus. talking about what they got to go do, what they got to take care of, or what they may leave behind. Follow the Lord. Deny yourself and follow the Lord. See, they give excuses after excuses, unwilling to deny their plans for God's plan for their lives. You and I, we deny ourselves. We take up our cross. We take up our assignment in the Lord. And we do the things that God is calling us to do. We know it'll be better for us, oh Lord. It's going to be wonderful for us, God, because you love us so much, God. You're not going to deny us things that we need, God. You're not going to deny our children that they need, God. You will protect us. You will provide for us, God. We don't have to hustle outside of you, God. We can be in you, in your Son Christ Jesus, and receive all that we need. Let's acknowledge there's nothing more important than us following Christ. No matter where he leads us, we must be willing to follow, denying everything else. Go with me to Luke chapter 9, verses 59 to 62. It's so important you and I understand this for us to grow our faith, and we got to get in this habit of looking and denying ourselves when what we want goes against what God is leading us into. We must turn our backs on this stuff. We can't go back to doing the things we used to do just because we now have been established in Christ Jesus. See, we can't grieve the Holy Spirit by claiming things that we used to do as things of God. Luke chapter 9, verses 59 and 62 says, he said to another man, follow me. But the man replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another said to him, I will follow you, Lord. But first let me go and say goodbye to my family. And Jesus replied, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. I know it sounds tough. We want things the way we want it in this life, but Christ is telling us, no, the way you want to do it, what you want to do, is not going to work. You got to deny that and follow me and do what I'm asking you to do, because there's blessings over here. There's prosperity over here, but you can't be over here doing your own thing and attach my name to it. See, you got to deny yourself and take up your cross. You're not going to see this. Though we were adulterers and murderers and liars and thieves, we have been changed. See, now we must follow Jesus. We cannot allow our desires for possessions and wealth to be the reason we refuse to follow the Lord. Christ tested the rich man, asked him to sell his possessions and follow him. The rich man would not do it. You and I can't be this way. We can't be in this state. We're willing to deny God for all the things we want. You and I got to see this. God wants to love and care for us. We should not reject his love. See, because we deny God in so many ways. See, you and I got to understand this. We can't spend our time denying the Lord. We must stay true to God no matter what that costs us, because what God has for us is better. See, so we can't be here denying God. We can't reject his word. We can't reject his son. We have to have a fear of God. See, we can't deny God by being self-centered or disobedient and unfaithful or false. We can't deny God by not seeking him, being unteachable, unchangeable, in regard rejecting God's power that saves us. We can't deny God this way. See, you got to see this. Our faith must be in Christ Jesus. Our hope has to be in God alone. Therefore, we cannot deny God when he's bringing us into his presence, and he's telling us, you can't bring that with you. You must deny yourself, because that can't come. You're trying to grow in me. You can't bring that with you. You can't bring that along. We deny God when we're pride for the lovers of money, when we operate in sin, we're unforgiving, uncaring, untruthful, unwilling to give and share, when we deceive and attack the others, we are denying God, God's power to save us, to change us. Christ Jesus calls us to pick up our cross and follow him. We cannot carry our cross for a minute and then put it down, rejecting God. We cannot deny God. His love is better than life. It's sweeter than honey. You and I can't spend our time denying God. We must take up our cross and follow the Lord, and knowing that what God has for us is better. It's better than anything we ever have, better than anything we could ever get. We cannot spend our time denying God and what God is trying to lead us into. Must deny ourselves so God be glorified. Christ's disciples and apostles had to learn how to deny themselves to follow Jesus. We know how Peter denied, had struggles denying. Peter was concerned about other people, and Jesus said, don't be concerned about them, you follow me. See, before we can help someone else, we need to make sure that we have denied ourselves and we're carrying our cross daily and following the Lord before we reach out and touch and try to help somebody else. See, you and I have to make sure we're in that right place that God wants us to be. So what we do is pleasing to God. How we carry out things is pleasing to God. And what we deny ourselves, God will honor. Praise God. God wants to teach us. Pour His Spirit upon us. And we cannot deny God, or we'll miss out on this. Praise the Lord. Christ's purpose is to be a Savior to all who come and believe and have faith in God, to receive from Him. And therefore, it requires for us to deny who we were and come into our new self. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, before we came to know You, we were lost within ourselves. Everything was about us. Then You showed us the light. You taught us all about the Father and how we need to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow You into God's kingdom. We have denied God in many ways. And for us to grow in faith, we must stop denying God for our life. We deny God in the way we behave, in the way we treat our body, and in the way we speak, in the plans and dreams we make. We deny God because we don't ask God to create. We don't live in the plans of God. We don't live in the life of God. We try to live as if we know God, as we walk before God, but yet we deny Him by the way we live. Our behaviors and plans cannot lead us to pleasing God. If we sit here and we're self-centered, a person, we got to deny ourselves to please God. But we can change. Lord, by the Spirit, we can put to death the misdeeds of the body and give ourselves fully over to God through Christ Jesus. Lord, we ask that You lead and guide us, God. Help us understand, God, in what way are we denying You? In what way, God, are we turning our back on You, God? Because we don't ever want to turn our back on You. We want You to always be before us, God. So teach us Your ways, God. Help us, Father God. Help us, Lord Jesus, see the errors of our ways, God. We need this pandemic to be lifted off of us, God. We're denying You in any way, God. Teach us, Lord. We're listening, Lord. We're paying attention, Lord. We need Your presence. We need Your loving power, Your healing power, God. Too many are dying and falling away, God, because we're denying You, Lord. We need to turn our life back over to You. You are better. What You have is better for us than anything we can ever create for ourselves, Lord. Have mercy on us, God, and receive us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.